I'd love to talk about our backgrounds because we have this other connection that our audience doesn't know. And Dr. Joe and I are both Sicilian, so we have this. You see how that little laugh comes out? That's exactly what most people do. They're like, hmm. So it causes that.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night. Joe, Dr. Energy Piazza.
Rara is in the house. Catherine Asaro Myers.
Welcome back to BU Network Podcast, Conversations Worth Having. On our podcast, you can expect three things. One, the BU guest moment. Two, the BU moment. And three, the BU final moment.
As promised, we are giving you a very special audible on each show. Your job, well, not your job, it's to find it. You know the game Where's Waldo? Well, here we will ask you to listen for that audible. Dr. Energy.
Yes.
Do you feel it?
Feeling something.
Okay, this is what I'm talking about. This is this connection. It doesn't matter where people are. As long as it's an intention, the intention yes. that we have is so right on. This is such a great, great moment. So let me ask you what you expect me to ask you. Not only what are you doing and what are you thinking, but what are you wearing?
I'm feeling pretty casual today. I had a day where I was doing a lot of work here at the office, and I made sure I took some time to exercise and do some yoga and some meditation. So, you know, showered, shaved, and, you know, had a nice, comfortable clothing, sort of like, I guess, like yoga style athletic wear.
Mm. And did that have anything to do with what was going on in your head?
Sort of. It's more about I wanted to feel comfortable and at ease after, you know, blowing off some steam, as it were, doing the workout and then meditating and feeling calm and comfortable and at ease and having that peace within my mind and my heart and let that reflect outward.
And how good is that for the soul and for all the things that happen? Such an attraction to positive energy when we have the right stage, so to speak, set.
Exactly. It's when you walk around outside with that sort of energy, people kind of sometimes look at you a little funny and wondering like, what's he got going on, or what's she got going on? It's just, and people are attracted to you in that they're picking up the vibe that you're putting out there, and there's like, hey, how can I? And on some level, it's like, how can I get some of that? How can I have that in my life?
Yes, you have. It's like candy. Somebody wants that. It's sweet. It's enticing. It's appealing.
There was a song. There was a band back in the 80s. I'm pretty sure it was in the 80s. I know I'm probably dating myself here. I think they were. It was called the band. I think was Bow Wow Wow, and the song was, in fact, I Want Candy.
Let's look that song up.
It's a lot of fun. It was a fun song.
I don't remember it, and I'm sort of from that time. I don't want to date myself, but I must have been paying attention to music at that time. Yeah, I was having my family.
There
I
you probably go. You're a little otherwise occupied.
I was not listening to that music at that time. Well, I appreciate you giving us your BU moment. Is there anything yes. else that you'd like our audience to know about your moment at this time?
I'm really excited about our show tonight, this episode. Two wonderfully amazing people that I'm feel privileged to be able to call friends that are going to be on, Bob and Betty Ann, and I just can't wait to share them with our listeners.
Well, thank you for that.
And how about you? What's going on in rah-rah world?
Well, let's see. We drove 220 kilometers today so that I could have a meeting and be a very loyal and faithful customer to Rouen and natural touch aesthetics in St. Catharines because our audience can't see.
Oh, French manicure.
But this is my new dealio. I will be there every 14 days. So we drove 220 kilometers today. It was supposed to be some kind of a snowstorm, but it wasn't.
It didn't happen.
No, it didn't happen. So I'm really excited because I have a really nice peppermint oil. Mm. Shout out to Niob Lavender Farms because we went and picked up some frankincense, some lavender, and some peppermint oil. And I wanted this peppermint oil in here today. And you know, when you're in a closed area, so we were in the car, and so I opened them up, and the car was amazing. Our minds were clear. It was like that peppermint and that lavender.
Peppermint,
that
wow, frankincense. Yeah.
It was just such a great combination. So I wanted that in the bridge room. So I'm standing in the bridge room. I have this peppermint oil infusing. Mm. I'm rocking my French manicure. And I'm wearing my typical Sicilian Italian beautiful color of black.
Black.
With purple. And my 10-pound dumbbell is here with me. And today I was finding that I was holding on to and looking at, I made something called a tree of life. Mm. And this tree of life, I made this in 2014, and it has actually what went on in my life between 2012 and 2014. And you're right there. There's your picture. So I'll have to show this to you. And then, of course, in it, I wrote these, what I call my purpose, my I am statements.
That's a big card, too.
And exactly. And when I read it, and I've used it at a presentation or two, I can see the print without the glasses, which is a real plus. I mean, even if I keep my glasses on or off, it works. Yeah. And it's cool because I look at this every single day. So when we're doing our podcast, in addition to looking at the artwork that I have surrounded and the crystals that are surrounded and this oil infusing, I am looking at what went on in my life between those 2 years and how that tree of life and how that statement really resonates with me. And I'm watching it come to fruition. So my intention today is for our audience to tap into their core purpose and what you did, you know, what you said and what you did today, and take a deep breath and reflect in and give out what people want, positive energy. Yeah. I think today's day and show is all based around this deep energy and the love that the Goldens have. And I'm really looking forward to sharing with our audience, as you said, two very dear friends who I hold and we hold near and dear to our heart, and we'll get to have their golden nuggets on our show today. So
absolutely.
Let's hop over to
Let's jump into that.
Okay.
All right. We'll see you on the other side.
All right. Thank you. Be you, study.
Be more at ease in your communication so you too can have conversations worth having. What is BU Study? A private online room to rehearse impromptu speaking, receive instant feedback, and achieve quick results. And feel confident that no one is laughing, unless you're telling a joke.
Plug in anytime, anywhere. Study with seasoned pros. Access your customized feedback. Then speak with ease and build amazing relationships. Dr. Energy, today is a really special day for so many reasons. Do you want to know why today is special?
Absolutely.
Okay, let me tell you a secret. Two of my very favorite people are on our podcast today.
Yes.
Bob and Betty Ann Golden. There are so many things about them that I want to say, but I don't want to say anything that's going to take away from their story. So I'll give a little bit of the information that I know. Without reading, without looking at anything,
yep.
Here's what I know about Bob and Betty Ann Golden. They have hearts of gold. Mm-hmm. They will cook for you. They will hug you. They will feed you. They will listen to you. They will hold your hand and they will guide you gently and they will be your rock. These are the kinds of friends that Bob and Betty Ann Golden are to so many that they love. Mm-hmm. I would never imagine what it would be like to be on any other side but that side with them. From the moment I laid eyes on them in Detroit in November of 2009, Alex looked at me and he said, "You see Bob and Betty Ann Golden? I'm going to introduce you to these two people because they are amazing. You never know what someone's saying behind your back." And that's what we were saying behind their back. Recently, I had the honor of spending their 50th wedding anniversary with them. And I will say no more. I will leave the rest for Bob and Betty Ann Golden to come on and speak to us. Hello, are you with us?
We are.
We are.
Hello.
Yes. Hello, hello, Joe, and hello, Catherine. And Catherine, thank you very much for your heartfelt, kind words. Yes. That was wonderful.
I never did tell you that I was talking about you behind your back. And that's when someone, Alex, that someone was Alex, and he said, "Those are the people that you have to get to know because they are amazing."
Well, well, thank you. Well, but you are too.
Yes, indeed. You know, you know, say the old saying, like attracts like.
Thank you. Thank you so much for that. And getting to know you over the years has been more than awesome. It's something when you know someone and then when you really think you get to know them better, the relationship builds. You are masters at making people feel welcomed and warm. If it's a vitamin that you take, can you tell us what it is?
Well, if it was, we may have a new business on our hands.
And I would like to be the person that helps you with that.
Yes.
Yeah, well, maybe we can develop develop a formula.
But,
yeah. But
you know what? There's something called a love potion. We can work on that.
Yeah. I think, and you guys tend to have a golden touch too.
Yeah, we indeed, indeed. And you know, not to get off the subject, but Joe, where did we get a chance? I know we met you on
a few occasions. Absolutely. I think the first time we met was at in Montreal in 2013 at a Promptings Academy or Treat 'Em Right, I think they were called at the time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Now, okay, I just wanted to refresh my memory because, you know, and you know, Joe, like Catherine, you're an amazing person as well, and we thoroughly enjoyed not only meeting you, but also that evening having fun conversations.
Yes. So
it's always good, again, when people connect together that have the rhythmic energy.
Yes.
That resonates, and that really only comes from being ourselves.
Yes, yes, I agree. It's and that's that's kind of how we started the name for this podcast and this business of Be You, right? It's about being yourself, being all of who you are, and giving that away to the world.
Well, let me tell you, we've experienced that over and over again. As Catherine mentioned, we celebrated on January 24th our 50th wedding anniversary.
Man. You guys are too young to be married 50 years.
You know, Betty Ann robbed the cradle with me.
Excuse me?
but the thing is, in retrospect, we look back, and you know, 50 years is not that's quite a while, and so we've had 52 years, because 2 years prior to that, and we were pretty inseparable. It's when we look back and reflect on our lives, it's just an interesting thing, because in 50 years. You experience a lot of stuff, and not only experience, but you go on to a lot of adventures. There's really great fun adventures. There's other adventures that maybe weren't so fun, But the bottom line is, it doesn't matter if it was good, bad, or indifferent. It's really on how Betty Ann and I reacted to it.
Bob, you know, you've made me think about something that you told, not made me think, but you prompted me to think about. Dr. Joe and I were in our condo downtown Toronto, and we gave you a call, and we were talking to you about some great things that happened to Dr. Joe at that time. It was actually rank advancement, if I remember correctly. Yep. And Bob, you gave us some really good advice. Over the years, you've given us many, many great pieces of advice. And this one was one I'll never forget. And it's about relationships, what you were talking about. Because I was going to go into the fact that we're all Italian, and I was going to go into this whole history because I wanted to kind of prep that for our audience. But you said something to us about the best compliment we could receive is someone inviting us over to their house and to eat together. Mm-hmm. And I have never forgotten that. And the other day there was a young man sitting at our home, and I quoted you. And he said, I'm sitting at your home. I said, and we feel fortunate that you're here with us because we invited you and you showed up. And he said, I feel fortunate that you invited us. And we went around this whole circle. But I remember what you said, that was really one of the keys in relationship building is to, we would call it break bread together, right?
Yes, yes. Absolutely.
And it means so much, especially knowing that that's not an easy thing to do, to get somebody to invite you to the house for dinner. Like people go out to eat a lot. They don't cook these days.
No, and you know, there's something really said about that. You know, one of the things that I feel that in a home, the sacred part of that home is their kitchen table. Mm-hmm. That is where all of the family decisions are discussed. Mm-hmm. And you're not in the living room, not in the family, but at the kitchen table. You know, over, and what are you doing at the kitchen table? You're eating something, you're drinking coffee.
Yes.
You know, in my case, I'm drinking one of Betty Ann's special golden cappuccinos. But it's so important because that's where we come together. That's where we have our social connection with people.
Right. Right, like we are now. Aren't we around your kitchen table?
Yes.
Isn't that what we're doing?
And I'm just so happy to having Betty Ann's, one of Betty Ann's beautiful golden cappuccinos. And I'm enjoying some sugar-free ginger snap cookies that she
love those things.
Grain-free sugar.
Yeah. Grain-free. Betty Ann, we're missing out by being all the way over here. Tell us about, like, I've been to Vegas. I have some family in Vegas, but I don't really know the Vegas life because I'm from New York living in Toronto. So can you, for our audience, paint a picture about, both of you, please, about this life in Vegas? Because it is quite is it a myth that you live like a movie star? Is it the truth? Is it when you move into Vegas that you live the life that is totally different? It's like going to Spain, you know, you totally live on a different time schedule. What is it like over there?
Well, let me first say that living anywhere, you can live like a rock star. It doesn't really matter because we lived in the San Fernando Valley, which is North LA in California, and we had the same type of lifestyle. So the difference is, I think, who you are and what you do with what you have and who you meet with and how you treat yourself first, and that will reflect on how you treat others. Mm-hmm. And we are a big supporter of live music. So that is something within the last, that we've been here in Vegas for 20 years now. And in the beginning, it was all live music. And then it slowly became all this DJ stuff, which I'm not knocking DJs.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. There are things and reasons why you want a DJ. But live music is so touching and emotional and seeing the talent is what brought us around to supporting our friends who create this live music. And because we're always going to their events that they hold, their shows, their little coffee chats, and they playing music, they come to our house, they play their music, they sing.
And yeah, in fact, just to illustrate that, I have 6 guitars in this house, and I do not play the guitar.
You never know who's coming to dinner.
Yeah,
they're for all our friends that love coming over and having coffee or a bite to eat or what have you, and singing, playing the guitar, and then also allowing Betty Ann and I to experience some of their new music they just wrote.
Oh wow.
And stuff on that nature. In our family room, with it having 12-foot ceilings and being a pretty big space, it has some amazing acoustics. So they love playing the guitar, singing there. We've had people that came here, rock stars from Adelaide, Australia, to very well noted people here in Las Vegas and nationally known. Our friends, and they come over and we love hanging out and having fun.
That's awesome.
And that's another honor, not only to be around the kitchen table, but to be around music.
Yes.
That really, it's a high vibration, right, Betty Ann?
Music is definitely a vibration. And I have, because you know, I do acronyms. So I have a music acronym for music, M-U-S-I-C. It's melodies uniquely stimulating inner creativity.
Oh, that's nice. Awesome. We'll have to put that in the show notes.
Oh yeah, that's going on the website for sure, with the show notes for sure.
Sorry, go ahead, Bob.
I'm just going to say one of the things regarding Betty Ann's acronyms is that they just can't be an acronym. They have to be an acronym that defines the word as we know it.
Right.
She said music. Well, then she has another one for love, L-O-V-E. Mm. And that's life's only valuable emotion.
This is a talent.
Wow. Well,
my question to you is, seriously, when I tell people that, and I say, question, is there any other emotion more important than love?
No.
No, there isn't. Yeah. It is. So that's why it's life's only valuable emotion.
And yeah. I love that. It's so definitive. It's so clear. There's such clarity with that. There's nothing ambiguous about that.
No. It doesn't beat around the bush.
Not at all. And that leads me to, I love to talk about our backgrounds, because we have this other connection that our audience doesn't know. And Dr. Joe and I are both Sicilian, so we have this, you see how that little laugh comes out? That's exactly what most people do. They're like, So it causes that little bit of a nervous laugh, like, oh gosh, is that a good thing or not? I don't know. So we, and coming from New York, Brooklyn, that's another, you know, thing that brings out a laugh, but we have other things in common. So let's talk a little bit about our backgrounds. Then, if you don't mind, and then I have one more question. So you're from originally where?
Myself, yes. I am from Boston, Massachusetts.
And I'm originally from Cincinnati, Ohio. However, when I was the tender age of 2, I convinced my parents to move to Southern California.
You are so convincing.
And then Betty Ann...
my mom... But since she was 6 years old and could watch TV and saw Hollywood TV shows and the sun, the beach and the sun all the time, she dreamed of moving to California since she was 6. And so finally, once my dad and her were able to sell their business and they moved our whole family, which at the time was 5 of us, and moved to California. And I was 7.
So wow. So she was 7, I was 2 when we moved here, and pretty much grew up all our life in California together. When I say together, you know.
Yes.
And you know, my You know, and we come, my mother was born in Italy, and she didn't become a, she didn't become a citizen until, for the United States, until after Betty Ann and I were married.
Oh, wow.
And
after our kids were born.
And even after our kids were born. And then Betty Ann's father was born in Italy, not too far from where my mother was born.
Oh, look at that.
So, you know, it's, we truly believe that our lives were aligned in the stars, and we, regardless of what we would have done, we couldn't have ever screwed it up.
Well, 52 years is testament to that.
Yeah, yeah. We tried to screw it up though. Okay?
But that's one thing you were happy you didn't succeed at.
Exactly.
If you were going to share something with our audience about, somebody might be listening and saying, you're together 52 years, you celebrated 50 years of marriage, you build relationships, give us a clue. If you were to give some advice to our audience who are looking at long-term marriages, looking at being together in relationships for 52 years, 62 years, 72 years, we're not going to put a cap on that. What would you say is the thing that people should focus on as a couple?
Well, it's the same thing we say about just being living and enjoying life is, number one, you need to learn to communicate, and you need to communicate honestly with yourself, allow the other person to communicate honestly with themselves so that you guys both understand and respect each other. You never have to like everything they say or agree with what they do or how they think. It's the mutual understanding, communicating, understanding, and respecting each other every day. And that is my acronym for CURE.
C-U-R-E.
Communication, understanding, respect, every day. Oh,
so many nuggets.
But it's the truth.
Yeah,
and,
absolutely.
And that's what I've learned, even in relationships, even with between Bob and I. You know, being 14 when I first met Bob, never ever dating, never ever kissed a guy before, and 2 years of dating with Bob, the reason why that attracted me to Bob was he made you feel comfortable, just like he does with everybody. But I felt natural with him, so I didn't feel like I had to put on guards or anything, so I felt safe. And and of course you grow, and we got married. I was 16, Bob was 18, and had children right away. So focusing on ourselves wasn't the primary thing in our life at the time. It was trying to hurry up and grow up, because we have a lot of responsibilities on our hands now, and a commitment that we made, and not just to ourselves. Now we have two children, you know.
In fact, I think our children, our two boys, grew up faster than we did.
Yeah, but
that's a little humor there.
Yeah. So anyway, so what we had to learn after a lot of experiences, good, bad, and indifferent, is that I personally had to learn to communicate properly with myself, because I was the typical Italian girl brought up in an Italian Catholic environment that was full of guilt. Everything I did, I was either afraid that someone was going to get mad if I really did what I wanted to do, or say what I wanted to do, or not do what they said to do. And it was like, oh. And I actually applied that to Bob once, you know. It, and it's amazing when you realize that that's what's destroying you, is those fears and those guilts and the, oh, I don't know if I could do that, because it's not because you don't want to do it. It's because you're afraid someone else will think you're stupid or ugly or bad. You'll get punished, or you'll hurt someone. And all those things is what I had to learn and grow up. And it's taken me a long time to learn this. I have to say thank you, Bob, for sticking in there. Because there was a lot of that I, you know, being also Italian, you have those grudges that you never say what made you mad or upset. You just shut up and you hold that in for maybe 6 months. And when it's something comes up, you blow it all out of proportion. And it was like, they don't even remember what they did.
Yep. It's funny. That was very much our family growing up. You held everything inside, and then all of a sudden, and everything seems really calm and it's going along. And then all of a sudden, boom, and it just blows up.
Yep. And it's very typical. And a lot of children end up feeling that way because my biggest goal is that if I can help children learn to speak what they really feel without feeling fear of saying or doing what they really want, not thinking about it, but really just coming from who they really are, because that's who children really are until they realize that, oh, someone's been telling me I'm no good if I do that, or that's a bad thing, or whatever, and put all this guilt on them. So when they're young, and that's usually under the age of 7, those young years are so impressionable, and they don't necessarily listen to you, but they watch and hear you and see what you do. Even if it's not to them, they see how you treat others or how you treat yourself. And they think that's how they're supposed to be. So if I could ever give any advice, those are the little ones that are our future, and I want them to feel wonderful. And the only way to do that, though, is to enlighten the parents, and mostly before they have children. Mm-hmm. So it's a vicious circle. It's like, who comes before, the chicken or the egg? But it's so true. So empowering everyone to realize that no matter how you speak, you want to speak from your heart. You know, your heart is your soul. It's your truth. It's not coming from your head. Oh, I'm thinking I have to do this. No. It's coming from, ooh, I really feel this. And whether or not this is going to be good or bad, it's not going to make a difference because I'm honest. And that's my goal in life. And that is my purpose.
Integrity and authenticity.
Yes.
Well, yeah. And like I said before, like Betty Ann said, you know, we we learned on each other. And our challenges came within of us being able to expand outward. And one of the things that we also learned as well is in relationships is not only being a good giver, but also being a good receiver.
Yes.
Because if you're not receiving gratefully, you're not allowing the other person to give, and vice versa. So some people feel guilty accepting or receiving.
Yes.
And you can't, because you need to accept it with gratitude and grace, and blessing them that they gave, and vice versa.
And the key to everything is, once you learn to do this for yourself, you allow others to do it, to also be honest with you. And that's where, you know, it's like, it's okay. Maybe I don't agree with your lifestyle or who you are or how you think, but I appreciate you as a being, because you're honestly telling me how you feel, and this is what it is. And I'm honestly telling you, and we're accepting, we're understanding and respecting each other.
Well, and with that said, and I do not say this egotistically, but Betty Ann and I have had, over the years, countless people come to us and say, by the way, you've inspired us this, you helped me do this, or you helped me through this. And we, Betty Ann and I look at each other and we go like, what do you mean? What did we do?
Because we didn't even talk to him. We didn't even know.
And we found out it was through our actions. It was found out that it was the consistency of our actions and who we were what created the example or the inspiration for people. And we don't, we're not trying to go do that. We just trying to live very genuinely and authentically. And you know what? We learn every day. And I'm not saying that, you know, everything we do is perfect every day, but we work on, well, maybe me. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. I'm far from it. Far from it. But it's,
well, we're human, so we're always working on ourselves.
It's a work in progress. And to be honest with you, every morning we get excited and we wake up and we go, wow, what can we do? What can we do better today? Mm-hmm. How can we be a little better in this or that or whatever? And it doesn't, it's like going from, you know, the old saying, it's like going, how do you go from ordinary to extraordinary? Well, you just take a little extra, put it in front of ordinary, and then ordinary becomes extraordinary.
And that's a great recipe. I like that. Bob, let me ask you a question. And Betty Ann, what happens on a day that everything is aligned and, you know, you feel good about it, and our audience might be able to relate to this question, and they've done all the things that they can do, but they're just, you know, not feeling like 100%. So what is the thing that you do? Do you breathe? Do you dance? Do you sing? Like, we know you do all those things, but what happens when there's a day that is just not lining up exactly the way that you want? What's your personal tip on what do you do? And then someone else might want to try that.
Oh, wow. That is happening all the time.
that's a great question, because, you know, we, and like I said before, if somebody thinks that they're going to live a day that's perfect every day, they're kidding themselves. Yeah. That's not life.
So I personally, sometimes I will spew it out because it's frustrating. And then I realize that I'm not being true to myself. So it's that pausing. If you can stop the reaction, that's wonderful. But if you react and then you're like, instead of regretting, you reacted, and be thankful and grateful that you now realize that you reacted. And now you can go, okay, I forgive myself. It's okay. But I'm not going to bend over or roll over and not do anything. I'm going to just bless whatever it is that I'm frustrated with. And I'm going to say, it sounds funny because Bob goes, how many times do you have to do this? I'll do it over and over again until I get it right. And that's, you know, you breathe is a great way. And, you know, stop for 1 second, pause before you speak is amazingly helpful. But, and sometimes that pause is that breath you take. Sometimes it's just breathing out. But for me, it's like, okay, breathe, take a deep breath, breathe, and maybe not react at all and just let it go. And sometimes that's not easy, but the more you try and the more you are aware, the more often you'll be able to do it, and it becomes a little bit easier, and you start noticing more and more that, okay, I can get over that faster now. Well, when it happens.
Yeah, and there's an old saying, it's not how many times you've been knocked down, it's how many times you've gotten up.
Think about Muhammad Ali.
That's exactly correct, you know, and you know, some of these old adages or euthisms that we grew up with, you know, just like the baseball player Babe Ruth, you know, he hit more home runs than anybody, but yet he struck out more than anybody.
Yep.
You know, so, you know, you start looking at these little things and you go, yes, you know what, And that's where, I'll be honest with you, that's where it gives us, Betty Ann and I, a big advantage of being married for 50 years, because we have that much time and experience to reflect.
Yes.
But now, I do want to say one thing, and I have another analogy about that's why when your windshield in your car is bigger than your rearview mirror. Because think about it for a moment. If you're constantly driving, looking in the rearview mirror, you're going to crash.
Yep.
And that crash could be fatal.
Yes.
And the faster you go, the more you got to concentrate inside that windshield, concentrate out that windshield. Yes. And the side windows are distractions. You know, they're there to kind of distract you. Well, again, your focus is that front windshield. And yes, can you look in the rearview mirror briefly? Yes, you want to check where you've been and now where you are. Absolutely. But you can't constantly live in the past. You definitely need to live in the future and be positive to know that things are for your benefit. Because again, with reflecting back in those 50 years, we've realized that we've had some major challenges in our life, but yet we're here today.
Yep.
We're here today. We have a smile on our face. We love each other more than ever. And guess what? We survived it all. And yes. Why? Because we kept moving forward.
I do have to say one thing though.
Yes.
About 15 years ago, we made a decision because we were working hard and we were always trying to do things, and people would say, oh, you got to do this and that. And even though, you know, we believe in, at that time it was very struggling. So we would like, you know what? Something happened in our life at that time. And we looked at each other and we felt sick to our stomachs. And we said, you know what? We are never doing anything unless we feel good about it, number one. And most importantly, we can have fun. And my acronym for fun is my fun. Hold on one second. And the reason for that is because I know that I can make anything. I can look at anything. I can think of anything and make it fun. Even if it's not necessarily fun, if I look at it as fun, it can be a lot of fun. And fun is a fantastic, uninhibited nonsense.
Betty Ann, I love your acronyms, and I'm hoping we can put these in our show notes. Do you have an acronym? I'd like to go to the next part of our show, but I'll just ask you this now, and if you don't have it, we can always get back to you on it. Do you have an acronym for BREATHE?
For BREATHE? Is that what you said? BREATHE?
Yeah, yes, sorry, for BREATHE.
While you're checking that, I'll give you another one. During that same time, somebody asked Betty Ann when we were going to retire. And Betty Ann said, well, we're already retired. And they laughed and they said, oh, well, you know, you're not. You're the busiest people that we know. And Betty Ann says, well, you're misunderstanding our interpretation of retire. And they says, well, okay, then what is your definition of retirement? And Betty Ann says, we've retired from things we don't want to do.
That's beautiful. Because some people think of retire as people who are doing less.
Yep.
But you're doing more of what you like. There's something I want to mention, because you are icons in so many aspects of other people's lives and your lives, because you're an icon in our life. For sure. You're eagles in the company of Send Out Cards. And I want to mention that, because that is something that we certainly look up to you for. We look at you as golden eagles with an amazing amount of knowledge and with grace. And I want to acknowledge that this is something that you personally have inspired me about, in addition to all the many things that we spoke about tonight. So I want to say to you that I'm honored to be able to call you our friends.
Well, one of the things that we've really enjoyed and send out cards is not only building our business, but most importantly, sharing it with others. And one of the things, because it's done so much for us in our lives, especially on our personal growth. And so we've just continually sharing it with others. And, you know, one day we woke up and we're eagles. And I'm not trying to, not quite like that, but yeah. There was no strategic strategy. There was no, nothing. We just continue.
It was organically done.
Yeah, it was organically done. We didn't.
We allowed it to embrace our lives, and in the send out cards world, in order to be successful, I think the biggest thing is you need to be what send out cards represents. And send out cards isn't necessarily a marketing tool, even though businesses can use it as that because it's a relationship marketing tool. Yep. But in reality, what the company send out cards is all about is love, appreciation, gratitude, thanks, praise. And it's how it's showing someone in a physical card that they don't get anymore. And people in their mail hardly get anything that's nice, and they don't even get the bad stuff anymore. they get advertisements. So when they get a card in the mail that they open up in an envelope, it makes them get excited. And then your energy that you put into this card, even if it just says, I love you, or you're doing a great job, or I appreciate you, I am full of gratitude for you. That's simple. And maybe a photo of the two of you or just them. And it just, I'll tell you, your energy you put into that card gets in the mail. When they get it and they just seeing the card, they get excited. Yeah. They open it up and they feel that energy you put in there.
Yeah, you know, and what that said, there's two human behaviors that are in our DNA, and that is we just want to be loved and appreciated. And it doesn't make any difference who you are. It doesn't make any difference whatever. But at the end of the day, we just want to be appreciated, loved and appreciated. That's it.
You're so right. You are so right on so many. I could listen to you both. I don't know, but there might be something else here because listening to you is quite musical. I feel as if, I'll give you my feeling, that listening to you is so soothing. So our audience, I'm certain, is going to be very soothed by what we're talking about. Betty Ann, I don't want to rush you on that acronym. Take your time. But when you do have that, maybe we could put that in our show notes and hashtag it.
We can always update it once you've got it.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. I will definitely work on it. Take a little bit of time.
Of course.
The right words that explain what breathe is.
And now we have the process. Our audience is also listening to the process of how you create something. So we are having a magical moment right here on BU with you and Bob. And that's quite the honor. So I want to thank you for doing that with us.
We have
a section of our show that we call the BU Final Moment. And the BU Final Moment, we go around the room and we'll start with either you or Bob. You could decide who goes first, and then we'll go to Dr. Joe, and then we'll finish with myself. The final moment is, what was your takeaway from today's show? And we share that with our audience. So Betty Ann or Bob, whoever would like to go first, would you like to share with us what your BU final moment was today?
Well, first of all, in my takeaway from this is that I was able to connect with two really great and wonderful people. And that's, you, Catherine, and Joe. You both of you have an amazing energy that you resonate. And I think that feeds Betty Ann and I. And so it creates a very nice soul connection. And, you know, and it's wonderful when that all comes together. So, you know, this has been a very fun call, and because you guys get it, you understand, and you love and appreciate the human connection. And so what you're doing and what you're sharing on your show is helping, inspiring people, maybe more than you may think it is. So it just resonates with us, and this makes it nice. And that's what I get from all of this.
Thank you. Thank you. We appreciate that.
So true. And I definitely get the same thing. Take away from what we have is, you know, I think today is bringing me more aware of what the word breathe means. You know, it's funny because just before we got on this call, I was listening to another YouTube video from an astrologer and a numerologist, and they were talking about this particular week and where we're at, and she said, take time to breathe. Mm-hmm. Be quiet. Mm-hmm. Be with yourself. Speak less. Listen more. And it's so true to do that every day. And I really believe, I thank you for bringing up that word, breathe.
You're welcome. I thank you for running with it. So thank you. Thank you, Betty Ann, for your BU final moment. Dr. Energy, tell us about your BU final moment.
Wow. First of all, I just want to say a very deep thank you to both Bob and Betty Ann. Your words mean a lot to me, because I know that they are backed up with actions, having observed you both for 7 years now. And so to hear those words from you both really makes my heart sing. So thank you very much for that.
You're welcome. Thank you for having us.
Oh, it's truly our pleasure. And if I had to take one thing away from this experience tonight, it'd be the connection and the communication that you both share. I can even feel it just coming over the internet, as it were. I just feel the connection, and I can sense the connection between the both of you and the both of you with us as well. And I know, and again, having been with you at seminars and workshops, you live that, and it emanates from you. It's a resonating energy that you share with everybody around you. So that's my takeaway for tonight.
Thank you very much. That means a lot.
And how about Rara? What's your final
Rara's in the house.
Rara's in the house.
I'm in the house with Golden Eagles and Dr. Energy. My BU final moment today is, I was totally mesmerized that I embraced myself. I embraced each and every one of you. I stood here almost without moving and breathing, thinking, are you going to hear me breathe? My BU final moment is that I just jumped right in, and I took everything you said to heart, and it is in my memory. I truly put myself in your hands when you were speaking, Bob and Betty Ann, and Dr. Joe, you too. I put myself right there, right in the center of everyone, so that I could be in my own little rock star show and be the center of attention, and thought you were only talking to me.
Living like a rock star. I like that.
That's it. Rock on. I love it.
I think that's what we all do. You know, we talk, there's a saying that says, you know, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. Mm. And it's really truly ourselves, because we start, when we are ready to start changing our life or making a difference, we start searching and we attract people that need what we need to hear. And we tell them, because it's easy for us to tell someone else to do something. It's learning that you're telling them because you listen. It may not be for the same exact reason, but it would be for what the energy of it that you're explaining to someone else is something that you have to listen to.
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. And you use the term rock star.
Yes.
And I don't know how much time we have, but I'll make this short.
We're good.
And that is, when we grew up in Southern California, unbeknownst to us, we were around a lot of celebrities and didn't think anything of it. And especially as I got a little older, I mean, very, very well noted rock stars. And they, a lot of them became our personal friends, and we did a lot of really cool stuff with them. Maybe that could be another show.
Yes.
Because the names you won't, you know, the words you could, oh, come on, Bob, you weren't hanging out with the Doors, or you weren't, you know, Jimi Hendrix didn't sing at your high school graduation, that kind of stuff. And so the point is that we realized, and I think subconsciously we realized that we were no different than they were, and they were regular. They were just like us.
Yeah.
And we, that's why we resonated with them, and everybody got along, and I didn't treat them any special. I didn't treat them in a special way.
Yeah.
And they didn't treat, we were just all friends.
You're living life without realizing that it was already planned out for you. And you just said something very intuitive. We are having a season on musicians and music, so we would love to invite you back on. It's two seasons from now, but we can schedule that. Maybe you can come on and talk to us about what you just started to tell us now, because we can do an entire show on that. So
he would love that.
Yeah, but I need to put a disclaimer in. The disclaimer would be, regardless if you believe it or not, it's the truth.
Beautiful.
Crazy, crazy, wild stories.
Great stories.
That were, you know, everybody keeps saying, oh my God, you got to write a book about all these, you know, and it's like, you know what? I mean, you know, it's like, it's to me, it's just been life.
Right.
Well, it will be season 5, if I'm not mistaken. So that doesn't mean anything in terms of when we record that, but we can absolutely have you record with us first for that season, and we will book that. That's a yes, right? You'll come on and do that.
We might have to make that an extra special longer episode, I think.
Yes. Bob,
love storytelling. I love to hear stories.
Well, you will definitely love his stories.
Okay, well, Bob and Betty Ann, we're going to have to add a round of applause as an audible into this show at this moment right here, as if we're in Madison Square Garden or wherever you wanted to be, applauding for you right now for what you just said. I want to thank you. I want to thank you so much for being here with us. And please hang out with us. We're going to ask you some questions off the air right now, so our audience will have to hop back on with us in another season. So Dr. Energy, Bob and Betty Ann Golden.
Well,
thanks for being here.
Golden love to you and everybody that's listening on this call.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Ciao.
Thank you for joining us. Sharing is caring. Tell your friends about Conversations Worth Having on BU Network. We really appreciate your reviews, and you can do that on Apple Podcasts. Thank you.
For show notes and links, go to www.bu.network/podcasts. Connect with us via our website, www.b-u.network, and build a relationship with us. Sign up to receive information, updates, and your free video training at www.b-u.network/pro.
We're looking forward to hearing from you, and thank you for being with us. Ciao.
Ciao, babies.